aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It is March 6th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, folks, a couple days ago I said, and probably many of you thought I was overstating the case, I said that there was a real significance to this big controversy in the news regarding Rush Limbaugh as a quote-unquote spokesman for the Republican Party. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, I said at the time that I thought this was a deliberately stoked affair, that they were, that is, the people who control the media. And those of you who are regular listeners, you know who I mean. The people who control the media are deliberately building up Rush Limbaugh as effectively, quote-unquote, the spokesman for the Republican Party. Now, his ratings, ladies and gentlemen, have doubled since this controversy began a week or so ago. His ratings have doubled. People are tuning in to check out Rush Limbaugh. And listen to this. Michael Harrison, publisher of Talkers Magazine, he says that his research indicates Limbaugh's weekly audience has spiked from 14.2 million to about 25 million. It says that Harrison says the White House attacks on Rush Limbaugh have effectively transformed Limbaugh from an entertainer, quote, into the spokesman for the Republican Party. He adds, it's been a self-fulfilling prophecy of media hype. Well, I'm not surprised. This Zionist shill, this garbage man, Rush Limbaugh, has been toting for the people who control the media for years, so why should we be surprised that they would, now that the Republicans are out of power, build him up once again, line his pockets further, advance his political agenda, which is their political agenda? Why should we be surprised, ladies and gentlemen? What a horrible garbage man he is. Well, the saga of President Obama's appointment of former Ambassador Freeman to the Office of Director of National Intelligence, that story also isn't going away. My God, they're afraid. They're afraid that he's under foreign influence. Can you imagine that, ladies and gentlemen? Someone in the U.S. government having foreign influences? What a joke. What an absolute joke. Headline from today's Washington Post. Israeli spurns criticism from Clinton. Yeah, folks, Hillary Clinton is beating up on the Israelis. Not as much as she should beat up on the Israelis, but she is. And what is happening here is that Hillary is reverting to form. She got elected to the Senate from New York just barely by kissing up to Israel and the Jewish lobby. And during her term in the Senate, she certainly served their interests quite well. But now that she has a free hand, to the extent that she does have a free hand, it looks like she's doing a little bit of good. Now, I know a lot of you out there absolutely hate the Clintons and cannot accept the idea that they will do anything good. Well, I have to give credit where credit is due. And no, Hillary is not Jewish. No, ladies and gentlemen, she had her grandmother, after Hillary's grandfather died, Hillary's grandmother married a Jewish gentleman. That's why Hillary ran around talking about her Jewish grandfather. That's the only Jewishness there, folks. And if there is other Jewishness, it's been well hidden. So, no, Hillary Clinton is not Jewish. But I know a lot of people want to believe she is, and they're going to keep on believing it, whether I give them the facts or not. But, hey, that's all part of the game. Stay tuned, folks.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. If you want to call in here tonight, to do it, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You know, I was, as I often do, flipping through a book before the broadcast, and this book is entitled Yellow Star, The Yellow Star. It's a book about that popular subject known as the Holocaust. And here is a picture taken at Auschwitz on January 27th, 1945. Now, this is very, very interesting. This picture was taken when a Red Army liberated Auschwitz. Now, this picture is of children, little children, ladies and gentlemen. Rose, it's a black and white picture. But these children have puffy cheeks. They have bright eyes. They have heads of hair. They do not look starved. Now, why is that, ladies and gentlemen? In this very same book, The Yellow Star, folks, in this very same book, I read very clearly that upon arrival at Auschwitz, the little children were immediately marched off to the gas chambers because they, obviously, even as the book The Yellow Star pointed out, these little children were not going to be able-bodied workers for the purposes of the Auschwitz work camp. Now, this is according to the legend. This is why they marched the little children right off to the gas chambers, and occasionally, according to legend, they even threw the little children in the crematoriums alive. When they were, the story was, one time they ran out of gas at one of these camps. They poisoned gas to kill the poor Jews. They threw the children in the gas or in the furnaces alive and burned them up that way. Now, considering the fact that there were so many starving people at Auschwitz, and considering the fact that it was supposed to be a death camp, that the little children weren't even maintained to live because, well, obviously, they couldn't work, I want to know why. If anyone can explain to me, some supporter of the Holocaust, someone who loves the Holocaust, and there's a lot of Holocaust lovers out there, I want to know why these children look so damned healthy. Why didn't the Germans just shoot them? Or why? And I'm not saying they should have, but I'm just asking the question, why didn't the Germans just shoot these children or throw them right in the gas chamber or, God forbid, even in the crematoriums? Why were these children left alive, these olive branches of Israel? Brings up another point, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you watch any of Steven Spielberg's documentaries on the Shoah, as he calls it, the Holocaust, there is a frequently shown film of some rather peculiar-looking inmates being liberated from Auschwitz. They're wearing the conventional striped uniforms, and they're pretty peculiar-looking people. And, of course, this particular scene is shown over and over again in Spielberg's long series of documentaries, not to be confused with his film Schindler's List. This is part of his Shoah project, where they're showing what happened during, quote-unquote, the Holocaust in all of these countries of Europe. I see something about the Hungarian Jews here and the Romanian Jews there and the this Jews there and the this Jews there. Well, this one particular film is shown over and over again, and people, when you sit with your friends and they see this and they say, oh, look at those poor people. Folks, you know what I found out about that? I may have mentioned this on the air, but it's well worth mentioning again. That particular film of these rather peculiar-looking people, these people were inmates of the insane asylum at Auschwitz. They had an insane asylum where mentally retarded and generally insane inmates were kept at Auschwitz. Now, if Auschwitz was indeed the horrid camp of death, the death factory, are you here to tell me that the Germans would have maintained mentally retarded and crazy people to work? Now, I hear a few people out there saying, oh, well, mentally retarded people and crazy people can do labor. Yes, indeed, they can, ladies and gentlemen. But considering the numbers of people who were passing into the Auschwitz camp, if the Germans were indeed going to gas people who were not considered able to work, I just have a stinking feeling that the mentally retarded folks and the people who were judged to be insane would have been the first to go. I'm here to tell you, folks, when you're running a labor camp during wartime, you don't have time to play babysitter for mentally retarded people and for crazy people who can go off at any moment. So explain to me, if you love the Holocaust and you truly believe that Hitler had engaged in this gigantic policy to exterminate the Jews of Europe, and a lot of you out there believe that Hitler was doing this for the cause of Zionism, if you can explain to me, if there's anyone who can explain to me why there would be an asylum for the mentally retarded and the insane at Auschwitz, as they say, Auschwitz. They never call it just Auschwitz. It's always Auschwitz. If you can explain that to me, I would really love to know. I mean, I'm just asking a question here. I'm not denying the Holocaust. I'm just asking a question. I would really love to know the answer to that. See, this is why this issue of the Holocaust is so controversial. Unfortunately, too many in the Patriot movement, the alternative media, have gotten sidetracked by Hitler and the Holocaust. I just saw the other day the claim that in the midst of something totally unrelated to the issue, I saw this claim that Hitler instituted these gigantic gun control policies. No, he didn't, ladies and gentlemen. No. Just not true. The late Dr. William Pierce wrote an extensive and well-documented item on that legend about Hitler and gun control that is just rampant across the Patriot movement on talk radio. I've even heard people on this network, callers, talking about it. See it on the internet all the time. The Barnes Review published a piece by Dr. Pierce, republished, I should say, a piece by Dr. Pierce on that subject. Yet the Patriots want to talk about Hitler and gun control when it's not true. See, so, and the reason why this is significant today, if you don't understand why it's significant, I'll tell you why it's significant. It's because people who are supposed to be out there trying to break the back of the New World Order and the people who are behind it are spreading disinformation and misinformation. A lot of them think that it sounds good to say, oh, Hitler was in favor of gun control. Well, in fact, the record shows quite the contrary. Just not true. Just not true. But, of course, there are those who want to believe it. And, of course, that's why it seems like every Patriot video that you turn on, put in your DVD player and turn it on, there's the scene of the marching German soldiers. You hear about the burning of the Reichstag and that the Germans did it. No, the Germans did not do it, ladies and gentlemen. No, that's not true. But again, as I say, so many people in this self-styled alternative media want to continue to propagate these myths. If we are going to win the battle, ladies and gentlemen, we have to win the battle with the facts. Now, some of you say, oh, well, no, it's a good technique. It's a good tactic, even if it's not true. Well, that argument can be made, but the thing is, if you're going to lie about that, then what else are you going to lie about? And if someone catches you in that lie, then they're going to turn around and say, well, why, if you're lying about this, should I believe you in any other issue? No, we have all the facts we need. We have all the facts we need, ladies and gentlemen. And today's threat, it's not the Nazis, ladies and gentlemen. I have a colleague down there at the American Free Press office who's a big Alex Jones fan, and he played me a portion of one of Alex's shows, and Alex was talking about these high-level people who follow the Nazi philosophy who are in our government today. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nobody in our government today who follows the Nazi philosophy. They follow the anti-Nazi philosophy. Think about it for a second. How many pro-Nazi books do you see in your local bookstores? How many pro-Nazi broadcasts do you see coming from the mainstream media? Well, let's just look at this logically, folks. Just kind of like looking at the picture of these chubby-cheeked little kids with the bright eyes at the liberation of Auschwitz, which was the great death factory. I mean, you know, sometimes these facts are just right in your face, and yet we have people continuing to tell us over and over again that the Nazis are taking over here in the United States. There's a Nazi philosophy in force. Nothing could be further from the truth. And when we continue to propagate those kind of theories, it kind of makes it difficult to confront the real forces that are behind so many of the problems that we have in our society today that are misdirecting this nation's policies in so many ways. But then again, who cares? I would like to think people can handle the truth, but sometimes it seems people prefer legend, myth. That's too bad. Going to the break. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. And speaking of which, I want to remind you that RBN has available for just $8, folks, 100 business cards promoting RBN that you can send out to your friends. Just, you know, get the word out about RBN. Easy thing to tuck into a letter. Stick it under a windshield wiper if you find a place to do something like that. Anyway, you can get those from RBN. The address at RBN is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. That's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. All right, folks. Yeah, I could go on about a lot of things, but I won't. We have some callers lined up. I will mention that I checked here. I have the book catalog from the Barnes Review. 23 pages of fascinating books and videos, many of which you will not get anywhere else. Some of which you might be able to find if you know what to look for. But I'm here to tell you, this is, if you are interested in history, hidden history, the kind of history that's suppressed by the media in this country, this 22-page catalog from the Barnes Review has got what you need. Now, you will get a free copy of this catalog if you just call the Barnes Review. But as I've told you, if you want to get a free copy of that all Holocaust issue of the Barnes Review, along with this catalog, you're welcome to call the Barnes Review Monday through Friday, regular business hours, Pacific time, actually. The number is 877-773-9077. 877-773-9077. All right. Well, let's go to the phones, ladies and gentlemen. We have Henry in Connecticut. Henry, come on up.
Yeah, I just want to bring out some hypocrisy. You heard about this controversy with UBS. That's United Bank of Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
In my state here in Stamford, Connecticut, that's like a corporate area of the state, one of the major ones. And they were talking about complaining the IRS with the handing over the names, and they should just, you know, like the hell with the Swiss law and just hand over names of, information about people's personal bank accounts. The thing is hypocrisy is that, and they should pay their taxes. I heard that it was like a week ago. Now, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of these congressmen do not pay taxes. When you have some controversy about Obama's people and the taxes and Hillary and this and that one and all that, it's all made up. They pay some taxes to, so it has to be public so that the people just, fall for their whole bull crap. The fact is this, I'll cut to the chase. There is a special trust out there. It's called the Complex Trust, which has in it a business trust, a family trust, a foundation trust, and I forgot what the third one is. And if you have the trust, because there's probably a couple of lawyers, even one up here, that's probably giving out a couple of dummy estate trusts, which is not the same trust that the Ford family and the Rockefeller family, and the Politano, who's the governor of Arizona, and other members of the CFR use. There's ones that have protection, but not quite the same protection. I think they do that deliberately. But when you have these trusts, this is the trust, you pay very little taxes. I don't know if you know that. Legally.
Well, I mean, I hear about it. We see trusts advertised all the time. I don't have one. I wish I did.
Yeah, but actually, you don't have to have a lot of money. Set one up. William Cooper exposed this a long time ago. You only need about $10,000. And there's other bogus ones out there. See, that's the thing. So the ones they advertise or whatever, they want to keep that, so they're only the super rich ones who are old and very old and think the world should come together and mankind should evolve and all that, so that only those people get it. I'm going to get it from Cooper, and whether he's dead or not, it's still available. It's out there, although he calls it by a different name. But almost all these politicians, senators, and they all use that. The other thing they do too is, and see, when you put so much money in the foundation, the foundation doesn't have to be for charity. It could be for some interest, special interest, like. If, let's say, like you're talking about the Holocaust, if you wanted to research something in Auschwitz, you could fund it for that, and it'll be a write-off. As long as it doesn't go to you or go to the beneficiaries or go to your estate. That's how Clinton's able to do what he did.
Well, Henry, I tell you, the way I look at it, there's so many of these secret, behind-the-scenes, tax-free deals that members of Congress and other high public officials have access to that they could more than afford to pay their taxes on their congressional salaries. And,
yes, that's true.
On the other hand, now, I would imagine, now, I don't know this for a fact, I would imagine that since congressmen get...
I hear the music.
Yeah, yeah, and Henry, stay on for the break, if you would. All right, folks, we are going to a break talking about our good friends in government. That is funny, isn't it?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. We have Henry on the line. We were talking about members of Congress paying and not paying taxes. Henry, I guess the point I was about to make before we went to the break is that I would assume that most members of Congress, all members of Congress are on the U.S. government payroll, with the possible exception of Senator Ted Kennedy, who I understand donates his entire salary, or did at one point, to charity. But these guys, I would assume that the House and Senate clerk's office deducts taxes from their paychecks. I don't know. I wouldn't even pretend to know. But as I say, I think there's so many ways for members of Congress to enrich themselves aside from their congressional salary that we'll never know. We'll never know about any of the real means by which they make their money.
Well, what they could do is they could deduct it for show, and then Rockefellers will print up that proportion in a white envelope and cash and hand it to them.
Yeah.
When they go to the next round table in the CFR meeting, or whatever. But the other thing is this. The people don't understand, and that's where Reagan even lied to us. Remember, I was too young to vote for Reagan, but I remember they kept talking about the income tax and this and the welfare and all that. And he lied, because the federal income tax and even your state income tax is a portion of your Fed. As a matter of fact, as a lawyer, even stating so, it doesn't go to pay even that S.E. little country in the Middle East. It doesn't go to pay the Congress. It doesn't go to pay the military, the Pentagon, welfare, food stamps, Medicaid, and National Endowment for the Arts to run the government. Nothing. All those other taxes, your gasoline tax, cigarette, alcohol, imported cars, guns, that's in the trillions. That pays for all that other stuff. So they were lying then. They're lying about that. The other thing is this. They keep putting this pressure on Switzerland, and I'm going to take the Swiss side of it, and it's against Swiss law. The guy, if he was a citizen of Switzerland working up here in Stanford, he handed over that their accounts. When he goes back to Switzerland, and I would think about going there myself, he would be in jail, you know, and should be. Now, if it were me, if I would have had his position, if he's even listening, I would have called the Swiss embassy and call the Swiss consulate and ask them to give me some kind of, you know, legal representation of what to do should they come for me and get arrested. And I would take the CD or whatever that's in the computer with all that data and send it to the embassy so that the American government, you know, officials won't get it. The other thing is this, and I'll end it here, and maybe other callers may want to respond to this, the hypocrisy. So the American people, they have their money, some of them have their money in Swiss accounts up here. And I think those people, some of them middle class, I don't think you have to be filthy rich to own a Swiss bank account. I don't know what the thing is. I have to check. But they're supposed to pay their income tax and all the struggle and hard working, blah, 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 while they got all these millions of illegals all over California and everything, dumping babies left and right. 40% of the money in Los Angeles is unreported.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and that's fine, and we're supposed to welcome them and welcome diversity and all that.
That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point, Henry.
But meanwhile, Madoff stole billions of dollars, and I don't hear the government talking about going after the bank records in a particular bank in Israel where possibly all or most of that money is. I don't hear any of them saying anything about that.
And you know what? I'm going to let you in a little secret. You're not going to. Henry, listen, I have to move on, but I appreciate your call. All right, let's go to Mark in Massachusetts.
Hello, Michael.
How are you, Mark?
Okay. Is this the Pied Piper?
Well, I answer to many things.
the reason I allude to that is, I guess, as the old story goes, he lured away the rats, and I say, would you please lure away the Jewish criminal rats to an island and leave them there for all of us?
For some reason, I just don't like the image of myself leading away a bunch of rats, but what the hell, why not?
forgive me, I didn't mean anything derogatory.
I understand. I just started thinking the image of it. It might be good exercise, though.
Anyhow, obviously we're all addressing, you know, everybody's, oh, it's the Ashkenazis, you know, it's the Ashkenazis. And, you know, I completely agree with you and Mark Glenn, you know, on, you know, the whole thing, the Talmudic mindset and everything else that's connected to that. But it is Shimon Peres. He is the president of Israel, and he's a Sephardic Jew.
I had forgotten that myself. That's interesting. Well, yeah,
and Ted Pike was the one that brought that to my attention, and it actually, you know, made my antennas go up because in the Synagogue of Satan book, you know, Andrew Hitchcock's book. In front of the book, they say, you know, he said that every Israel prime minister was an Ashkenazi. So that I automatically, and I had sent an email to him a long time ago with no response about that. But anyhow, that and also when John Stadtmiller was doing his expose at the end of January, you know, as far as reading from the book, you know, and doing like the 4 or 5 day expose on the Jewish bankers and the whole history, which was excellent, but he was even reading from the book, and at one point he even said, and I'm not negative on John, but he even said Benjamin Disraeli, an Ashkenazi Jew, and I'm reading along as he's going through the book, you know, on the air, and it said it supported you.
No, that's yes. As a matter of fact, Disraeli. I actually did some extensive research into Disraeli about 30 years ago. Yeah, he was a Sephardic Jew. That's correct.
Right. It was just, you know, and I don't know if John made a conscious mistake, but he did seem to be leaning on, you know, the Ashkenazi story like a lot of others are doing. So anyhow, I just wanted to mention that. And what the heck was the other thing?
Yeah, oh. You know, it's funny. I believe I may have actually noted that myself at the time. I think I may have heard that either live on a rebroadcast. Yeah, that is correct. Disraeli was of Sephardic Jewish origin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just a side note. I guess I wanted to bring that up. I know you got a bunch of callers. The thing about the Walter White Rosenthal document, which a lot of people have it posted, and I understand you talked about it, and you said that Henry Macau and his reasoning, you know, was because the guy had a gambling debt, and it took away from it, and he was just doing it out of money. But we know that Walter White interviewed him, but at the very end when he said, and I had to send you an email because I posted it on my site, and then I took it off because you brought up some good points. And you know, if there's any,
yeah, it was actually I was referencing Des Griffin, who's a pretty astute fellow, and he had met with Walter White, and when he questioned White about the origins of the interview, White apparently was pretty cagey on the subject. So Des Griffin concluded independently from me that interview is somewhat dubious.
Okay, but would you say it did take place?
I don't know. I wouldn't even pretend to know, and I'm here to tell you that Walter White's been dead for years.
Right.
And he's the only one who would know if it did take place, other than the other guy in the interview, probably. So there's nobody really alive today who can say yes for a fact that it actually happened. But you know, I tell you, let me tell you my take on that.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that at the end, when he turned off the mic, if it did take place, and he turned off the mic, and Walter White said, "You never answered my question," and then the last thing, which he said, "We, you know, about the God's chosen people," and he said, "We are God's chosen people. Most Jews do not like to admit it, but our God is Lucifer. So I wasn't lying, and we are his chosen people. Lucifer is very much alive." Now, you know, if it did take place, that was after the interview, so I guess if there was anything truthful in that, that might be truthful.
Well, you see, that's the whole thing. The nature of that interview is such that even if Walter White had never lived, and this guy Rosenthal, I think his name was, had never lived, we have so much information out there, right on Jewish websites today and published on, and as Mark Glenn and I were talking about just this afternoon, stuff that's published in Israeli newspapers, both in English and in Hebrew, published on the internet in books that are all quite respectable and quite acknowledged for their accuracy. We have all this stuff out there. We don't even need that interview to prove our point.
Absolutely. That's true.
Yeah, you see, that's a mistake.
True.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, anything that's got, anytime you got something with holes in it, it takes away from the legitimacy of everything else. So I agree.
Absolutely.
With you. I agree with you on that. I know you got other calls. Just want to make one more point.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if you heard anything about, about the officials investigate how bird flu viruses were sent to unsuspecting labs. Can I read the first paragraph? It's like,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, this was released on February 25th, 2009 from the Canadian Press. Officials are trying to get to the bottom of how vaccine manufacturer Baxter International Incorporated made experimental virus material based on human flu strain, but contaminated it with the H5N1 avian flu virus and then distributed it to an Austrian company. Anyhow, I have that all posted. You can find that if you run a search for that title on the web. It's all over the web, unless people are taking it off. But I have it posted on my blog site, and I can give you my blog.
Give us the address.
Yeah, my blog site is truthordenial.wordpress.com.
Truthordenial.wordpress.com. That's easy to remember.
Yes, and I have that posted on there, plus some other, obviously.
That's
other
pretty
things,
scary.
But that one's real important right now because there's so much stuff, you know, about that, and it's related to their sinister plan, so to speak.
Sinister is an understatement.
yeah, they're coming at us at all angles, anyhow.
All right, okay, Mark, listen, appreciate your call.
Thank you very much, Michael. And
okay, that's truthordenial.wordpress.com. All right, let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania, the evil Brian.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Brian.
Hey. Hey, did you ever see the filming of when the Americans liberated Dachau?
I just saw some excerpts from those films the other day.
There's a particularly interesting excerpt where Billy Wilder is directing the scene, and he pokes his beret head into the film. Pretty interesting. The other thing is, did you ever hear of a guy called Ben Hecht?
Oh, yes, Ben Hecht.
Well, Ben Hecht and Billy Wilder became big-shot directors. They were screenwriters.
That's right.
Which is what they were doing. And Ben Hecht in Reader's Digest in, I don't know, probably 41, 42, probably before the German invasion of Russia, had an article in Reader's Digest about how 6 million Jews are getting killed in Hitler's Germany, which is another, you know, it's a screenwriting deal. It's Hollywood.
The analogy there is absolutely perfect. I mean, I do know for a fact that there was one famous film that came out at the end of World War II, which were showing scenes of the concentration camps. They were filmed on Long Island. and you know, it's funny now that you mention it. You know what, Brian? I believe, unless I'm mistaken, I believe that Billy Wilder was, in fact, the director of the film in question. He was working for the Office of War Information or whatever, something like that. Yeah, and I believe Billy Wilder was, in fact, the director of that. So it all
makes sense.
Yes, it does. Yeah. See, and that's what I say. That's why I thought that analogy that it's all Hollywood.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. It's and you know, this is the whole thing. Even today, this is what's interesting. With so many of the patriots who want to believe that they're being lied to about Waco and Ruby Ridge and about 9/11 and you name it, and they're absolutely ready to accept the idea that they've been lied to by the government and by the mass media, and that much of what we see is just exactly what you said, all Hollywood. They still want to believe the all Hollywood version of World War II.
It's astonishing.
Yes, it is. And I've never been able to figure that out.
Yeah,
it's like all of a sudden you get this brick wall there.
I know. I have a picture on my wall. It's completely a framed picture of nothing but the white background. It's totally white, like a polar bear in a snowstorm white. And the caption underneath it says, "This is a picture of an actual homicidal gas chamber. If you can't see it, it's because you are an anti-Semite." hey, one more thing.
Go ahead.
I was fascinated on this gun control in Germany issue because Jones, you know, uses it every day. And so I looked into it, and I read that Pierce article. And, you know, the gun controls in Germany came after the Weimar Republic took over, after the First War.
And
you know who ran that government?
Exactly.
And eventually, you know, Hitler did relax gun control. So that's all hogwash, and it's a shame that, you know, I agree completely. What can you believe then?
Yeah, no, that's the problem. You know, I, as I say, I saw some article by somebody about some other matter altogether, and in that article, it said it made reference to the fact of the massive gun control program in Nazi Germany, the biggest gun control program in history. So immediately, everything else in this article started to disintegrate in my eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Mike, have a nice evening.
All right, good to hear from you, Brian. Take care of yourself. All right, folks, we are going to the break. When we come back, we'll be able to squeeze in one more caller. I think And we've got Tom in Illinois. Tom, if you're still there, hang on. We'll bring you up right after the break. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, oh, we have a few more seconds. Forgive me for that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have my little schedule up here as I normally do. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and bring Tom up, and then we'll hold you over for the break. Tom, come on up. All right, I don't know if we lost Tom, but if he's out there, hang on, Tom. We are going to the break right now.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It looks like we lost Tom from Illinois, but we have Wes from Idaho. We'll bring Wes up for the last couple minutes.
Wow.
Wes.
I got in there. I don't think I heard you mention that John Burnman Bryant was a Mensa member.
Yes, he was indeed. That's one of the genius category people.
And I emailed him. Actually, it was his wife answered, and she said she's going to do everything possible to make sure a website stays up. It was his words here I'm reading. Ask not whether I am anti-Semitic. Ask only whether I am right or not. we have here a quote from James von Braun.
Right, Hitler, good guy.
Mm-hmm. Hitler's worst mistake is that he did not gas the Jews. also on John's Birdman website, here we have a quote from Stephen Sum, a chairman of the New York Commission on the Holocaust Education. Quote, "These Holocaust deniers are very slick people. They justify everything they say with facts and figures."
Oh,
underhanded, huh?
Stay away from those facts and figures. 2 + 2 does not equal 4, huh?
I share your frustration in all these so-called patriots out there, kosher patriots, that can't see this issue of the Holocaust. You can add Catherine Albrecht to it. Dr. Stan Monteith, Ralph Epperson, Dr. William Deagle, Alex Jones, Von Kleist, Alfred Adask. I have tried to debate every one of these people, and they just shut me off. They won't even hear me out.
I don't know. I don't know how many of these people, if they actually believe all this stuff, or if they think that just by adopting this rhetoric, that it will somehow get them under the radar of the ADL and the Jewish elite. But I'm here to tell you that they're going to be taken into custody right along with the rest of us.
Yep. How was copper wire invented?
I don't know.
Two rabbis arguing over a copper penny.
you know, we got to laugh every once in a while.
You had somebody on last week that was talking about whether Judaism or Zionism was a religion or not. Well, the Supreme Court once in a while says the right thing. Really, a religion is just a set of beliefs. Under that, Judaism absolutely is a belief, is it not?
Yeah, that makes sense from that perspective. Yeah, absolutely. And it certainly is, although I think that caller made the point, and the point was correct, that really what Judaism is today is Talmudism, which is a set of laws that were based upon interpretations of religious teaching. So that's what that person meant. But all told, I think your point is well taken.
Yes, there's a great website on John the Birdman's website, a link anyway, Kill All the Best of the Gentiles, which is right out of the Talmud.
That's a book. I think it's birdman.org is that website.
It goes to holywesternempire.org.
Holywesternempire.org. That's James Von Brunn's website. Very entertaining website. Glad you brought that up, Wes.
Good.
All right, folks, we're wrapping it up here. Appreciate all the calls. Sorry we couldn't bring in those who did call in here tonight and didn't make it, but we will be here on Monday, God willing. Have a good weekend, folks.
With recent